Last weekend, the Kingston Walk to End ALS managed to raise over double their original fundraising goal while also hitting all-time records in both funds raised and attendance. Each June, which also happens to be ALS Awareness Month, communities across the country participate in the Walk to End ALS organized by the ALS Society of Canada, showing support for the nearly 4,000 Canadians currently living with ALS. The original fundraising goal set for Kingston's walk was $45,000. Before the end of the day, they had already raised more than double that and hit a new all-time record, with the grand total being $117,752. Sarah Reedman with the ALS Society of Canada, who organized the Kingston chapter of the walk, shared her thoughts on the accomplishment.
It was phenomenal. Even going into that day, I was sort of re-clicking every minute of every day just to see where we were going. And for me, it felt wonderful because the pressure's off me a little bit. So, to reach goal. But it did, you know, and it's a big push towards the bigger goal and we're getting there. So it was wonderful.
Nearly 300 attendees took part, including new teams that made a big impact right out the gate and returning teams that gave it their all.
So this year we did have one big family that came out. So we had a newly diagnosed lady whose team and family and friends really got behind her. And their fundraising goal, from my understanding, to start with was 5,000. Then they'd crushed that. So they increased it to 20,000. And then they just absolutely crushed it. So we did have a couple of new teams on board this year, that team being one of them. And then another lady joined and her team crushed it as well. So, and you know what, each walk goes in ebbs and flows. Some years we just have a big turnout and other years not so much. It really depends what's going on in that person's life. Other things come up in the meantime, right? So some people end up coming for a few years, taking a break, coming back. But really the biggest thing is it's when somebody is diagnosed, this is their family and friends' way of showing their love and support for them. It's how I got involved in the first place with the ALS Society, actually, was joining a walk.
According to Reedman, the historic totals directly reflect the energy on the day.
The energy was fantastic. And you could just tell that people were so enthusiastic because they were showing up early. Registration starts at 10. People were showing up at 9:30. They were itching to go. It was wonderful to see. And I think as well, with one team being so big, and in fact, the another team was sort of fairly big as well, the energy was fantastic. The weather was great. That makes a difference as well. The location is perfect. The route along the lake there. And we try to keep it upbeat, right? It's a coming together of the community. So we try to make it a positive event because it is a positive event. And although we know what we're there for, supporting, the idea is for everybody to come together and celebrate together and just be part of that community. So the energy was fantastic. Since 2003, I think this final year now, we have pushed over $1 million that's been raised throughout the years through the Kingston Walk. So that, you know, Kingston's it's a very powerful community. It's a wonderful community. And there's a lot of loyalty, which is lovely to see.
The community's generosity was especially impressive in a time when fundraising isn't always easy.
We really do appreciate and recognize how much people put themselves out to ask people to donate to their cause, because there's a lot of causes, right? There's a lot of people have a lot of particular love towards a certain cause. And in this economical climate as well, the fact that people are still willing to put themselves out and say, hey, listen, I know times are hard for a lot of people, but would you support my fundraising initiative, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful to see. We're so grateful. Honestly, we really are.
Every dollar raised will go directly towards research and supporting those living with ALS.
The donations are typically that come in are 50% goes towards research and 50% goes directly to supporting people living with ALS. So I'm a community lead. So my role is to provide resources and support for people living with ALS in the Central East and Southeast region. So Kingston being in the Southeast region. So I have a caseload of people and families living with ALS. My role is to visit them in their homes, make referrals to community health partners. I work really collaboratively with the ALS clinic in Kingston, and as well Sunnybrook, because that's in my area. So a lot of direct support. I facilitate support groups. Our organization has a support group program. We also have an equipment loan program. So anybody that needs mobility equipment in their home, we can provide that for them. So, and it doesn't cost them anything. So it goes towards a lot of that. And then as well, 50% goes towards research into therapies and treatments.
Looking ahead, the ALS Society of Canada is already preparing for next year's walk.
Same place next year. It's an annual event, but it is just a lovely community event. We would love to have anybody that would like to volunteer if they're not necessarily comfortable with raising funds and putting in a team. Volunteers are the heart and soul of our events. We could not do it without volunteers. So if anybody, they can just connect with me ahead of next year's event, and that would be amazing.
To learn more, donate, or get involved in next year's walk, visit the ALS Society of Canada website. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.